Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Si'if Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer, Shem Haya Began, V'rodz L'achom Yiperos Kol Ilan V'ilan. There are those who say that if a person is in a garden and he wants to eat the fruits of each tree, Kivin Shebeirach Al Ilan Echod, when he makes a fruit, the bracha on the fruit of one tree, Einit Tzorich Levarach Al Acherim, it's not necessary to make any more brachas on the others. V'hu Shebesha Shebeirach Hayadaitu Le'achol Me'osim Acherim, provided that when he said the bracha on the fruit of the first tree, he had in mind to eat from the others. Al Migan Ligan, but if he goes from one garden to another, Tzorich Levarach, he would have to make a new bracha, Afilu Imheim Smuchim, even if the two gardens are near each other. Even if he had in mind, when he made the bracha on the fruit of the tree of the first garden, that he's going to go to the next orchard and eat there too, it doesn't help. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Lamed Zayin. Eino tzarich levarich. There's a yesh mishoimer, a shita that holds that if he intends to eat from the fruits of each tree in this orchard, and he makes a bracha on one, he makes no brachas on the rest. Even though he cannot see the location of the other fruits because the trees interfere with his line of vision, so in order for him to eat from all the trees in this garden, he's going to end up leaving his spot that he makes the original bracha, and he cannot see back to that spot. Now, we learned before that if you make a bracha on a fig on the east side of the tree, and then you want to eat a fig on the west side of the tree, you have to make a new bracha. And we explained because you can't see from one side to the other. So why is this different? The case over here is the yard, the orchard, is surrounded by fences. The chashav k'mamokam mechod, that makes it into one place. Kanak, we said before. So this becomes one makom. The fact that it's fenced in, now it's like the person who eats in a room, he goes from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, and even if there's something in the middle, like the oven, that interferes from his line of vision, that's okay, you're in the same room. So to hear, if the yard is fenced in, so then the halacha is considered one place. V'yesh me'achronim, now there are achronim, she'peres who won't explain, the ma'i be'emuk of mechitzas. This halacha here is discussing a case when there are no fences around the orchard. V'tame hetu b'zeh, and the reason why he's allowed to eat all the fruit on one bracha, hu mishum she'yidaitu l'zeh mitchila, because he had in mind up front that he'll eat the fruits even the ones he can't see. K'mo she'kosav el b'hagoh, like the Ramah writes before, the daitu demahani achmeched lucheder, that you can make a bracha on a food in one room and continue in another room and not make another bracha. Even though he cannot see the original place because of the trees interfere, it's like going from one room to the other. Well, if he's according to this, then it should help by the fig tree too. If you're on the east side of the tree and you have das to eat from the west side, then you shouldn't have to make another bracha. So Mechaber says the language of Yesh Misha Omer, Mishum De'ein Den Zeh Barur. It's not clear this halacha that the honey daito be mukam mechitzis, that it'll help just because I have in mind when there are no fences around. Do rak shita survive? That's only the shita survive it. The notes on the side bring that Lemaisa, Rav Scheinberg held that we can go with this shita. We can go with this shita even if it's not Mukav Mechitzas. Even though it's not clear that this is something that everyone would agree to. The Pashup Pshat, he says, is that that's not the Pshat, that it has to be Mukav Mechitzas. One thing's for sure, if it is Mukav Mechitzas, that is considered one place. The fact that it has walls around it makes it one place. And the halacha, even if it's an eruv, that's a kosher eruv to carry, even though it won't be an actual wall, a physical wall, maybe it's a Pesach, that's also good enough to mark it off as one place. And they think we added that on top of that, We said if you step outside of your house, you lose your bracha, but if the area outside your house is fenced in, that also makes it an extension of the house. So that's the first mahalach here. The second mahalach is, as long as you have das, that will be sufficient.
And that would be though, the east and west side of the tree, if you have das, that won't help you?
That will help.
That will help.
It will help there also. Okay. Then the case of the tree is only when you didn't have das. And not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees das helps unless there's fences. Sivkar lamaches. For who, in order that you could make one bracha, the mechaber says you have das that you're going to eat the other fruits. Hayadaito, kamo mechad lechad ba'alma, like from one room to another room in general. To be in a dafka diet that you want him to have in mind, that he'll eat and warm in the next. Like we said before in the Sif'af Norman, that's what we pointed out, that today the way we eat, we always have automatic in mind, we'll go from cheder to cheder. It's not unusual for us to go from the kitchen to the dining room to the other. It's automatic, even upstairs, downstairs. That's all normal for us, the way we eat, and therefore it's as if you had das up front. Now I saw in Chayy Odom Klal Nun Tes, Shemachalik bin Yizeh, that he differentiates in this regard, to whether there's a fence around or not. If there's a fence around the yard, I don't need to have explicit das. It's automatic. Even with stam das, general das, we say he has a mind to eat from all the trees in this yard. Unless he has specific intent only to eat from one tree. And then he changed his mind even the second. The if there is no fence around, he has to have das up front for the other one too. If he did not have das, even if he did see the original place, it won't help. Since there are no fences around it. So, if there's a fence around it, you don't need this requirement of having in mind. But if there is no fence around it, you dafka have to have in mind. And if you didn't have in mind, then he wants to say, even if you can see the original place, it doesn't help. Which is also a shtikl chumra, because until now we're saying, if you can see the original place, you're in the same place. Sifkar lamates, v'afilu v'chulu. Even if, when he had made the bracha, he had das on eating all the fruits, if they're in different orchards, in different gardens, then he has to make a new bracha. Why? Mishum shinu makom. He changed location. It's like going from one house to another house. Lo mahani daito. His das doesn't help. The kol yam kar to everyone. Like you wrote before in Sefaf and the Rambam. So to go from one house to the other, it doesn't help just because you have das. So too, to go from one orchard to the next won't help, even if you have das. Even if the garden that he starts in has no fence around it, since each garden or orchard is distinct, we treat it like two homes. Even if you can see the original spot, it doesn't help. A person makes a bracha on a fruit to eat it here. But he didn't eat at all. He made the bracha, and before he eats, he changed location. Until now we're talking about he makes a bracha and he eats, and then he changed location. Does he need a new bracha or not? Here, he made the bracha, didn't eat, and he changed location. The Yerabba quotes a safe birchas avram. The bracha doesn't work. He's not used to the bracha. Well, if Yimasha Kasav Le'el V'Sif Beis Be'er Alocha, based on what we wrote in Sif Beis and Be'er Alocha, who Davka Mi'Bayis Le'Bayis, this is from one house to the other, Al Mi'Ched Le'Ched Lo, but not from one room to the other. So, if he changes rooms, Cheder Le'Cheder, from one room to the other, the bracha still is effective. But if he changed location, he walked out of the house or to another house, he has to make another bracha. V'Kas V'Chay Odom. The Chay Odom writes, Da'afilum Oiches HaPri B'Yodo. Even if a person holds the fruit in his hand, v'holech v'ochel, and he goes and he's eating, he walks out of the house and he's holding the fruit and he continues to eat. Yesh bo mishum shinimakom. there's a problem of changing location. If he left the place that he started, where he set himself up to eat, to another room, he did not have a mind to go to the other room, because every entrance is another achila. Ayin sham. Look over there. Well, if you master kasafti, based on what I wrote before, this is a chatchila. We say b'diyeved, you don't make another bracha if you change location from one room to the other. But if you would leave the house, then even the Mishnah Berurah would agree it's a problem, despite the fact that he's holding on to the fruit and it continues to eat. So the notes on the side being over here, that this halacha, that when he leaves the house, he has to make a new bracha. Rav Moshe said, this is only if he's mafsik be'emtza ha'achila, more than kadei dibur. That means he stopped eating for a second or two. But if he doesn't interrupt his eating for that amount of time, then he can continue to eat that fruit without an additional bracha. And that's not considered shinim makom to lose the bracha, because he hasn't stopped eating. So he goes on to say, what happens if you have a candy in your mouth and you step outside? You make a bracha on a candy and then you go outside. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, as long as the candy is in your mouth, there's no shinim makom. There's no shinim makom, because it's the same eating. And memela, there's no shinim makom. He says the Chazon Ish disagreed on this. Chazon Ish said, if you go outside, take the candy out of your mouth and make a new bracha. But Lamai said, I think people don't do that. They follow Shlomo Zalman. If the candy is in your mouth, then you don't lose the bracha on that candy. Take another candy, yeah, you got to make a new bracha. You went outside, make a new bracha. But if the candy is in your mouth, whatever's in your mouth, there's no shinim makom on your mouth. So I think if Moshe was saying like this, how I understand it. If I have an apple in my hand, and I carry it out of the house, I made a bracha in the house, I carry it out. So if I interrupted my eating until I get to the car, turned it on, and start driving, then you need a new bracha. But let's say I'm constantly eating. There's no hefsik, which basically means that you take another bite of apple before you finish swallowing what was in your mouth. In other words, you didn't chew and swallow and then take another bite. When there's still a little bit in your mouth from before, you take another bite, and again another bite, and again another bite. So then it's better than the Chayyadam's case. The Chayyadam case, Mishnah Berurah says, even though you're holding the fruit in your hand, you go outside, shidim makom. So, Dr. Moshe, but if you're still eating it constantly, so then you don't have shidim makom. That's like the candy that's in your mouth the whole time. And maybe you don't lose the bracha. And I think this is vayter. It's not just an apple. Let's say it's a bag of chips. One bag of chips. And I'm constantly eating the chips. So then it's all the same achila. If I open a new bag of chips, and I'm having a new bracha, like taking a new candy. If I take another fruit, I'm having a new bracha. But the same one, I'm constantly eating it, so you don't lose your bracha. I don't think this works with drinks. I can't see this with a coffee or the Slurpee. I start a coffee in my house, a big mug, I take my traveling mug with me to the car. I don't think it's shaykh to hold the bracha. You're not walking to the car with a mouthful of coffee. So the car there, you lost the bracha, you make a new bracha, you get to the car. So that's how I understand Rav Moshe's taich in this chayodam. I mean, maybe it's arguing the chayodam, but that's how I understand it. Holding the fruit by itself is not sufficient. If you're constantly eating, that's something else. If you're constantly eating, that is considered that you don't lose your bracha.